PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Today's featured words are accomplish and schedule.
Ah, just another beautiful day in the city. The sun is out, there's a slight breeze.
Help! The arcade's being robbed!
And the arcade is being robbed. Hey, the arcade's being robbed.
Ah, Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy does it again. My tokens, they're gone! Why do these things always happen to me? I'm a victim. Brent.
Hey, brother.
What are you doing here?
Chuck, I know things didn't work out so well the last time I tried to be your sidekick.
Yeah, you were unbelievably terrible at it.
I know. That's what's been bugging me, so I want to make it up to you. Chuck, will you give me a second chance?
I don't know. Okay. Do you promise to do every evil, despicable thing I ask you to do?
I do.
You can start by picking up my dry cleaning. Oh, I've got some ironing I need done, too.
Chuck, wait.
Afraid you don't have what it takes?
No. To make sure I get everything done, I'm gonna make a schedule.
What's a schedule?
Meanwhile, at the Botsford's house, Becky is earning a Fair City Scout badge by baking a cake.
Mom, if I want to earn the baking badge, I have to bake the cake all by myself.
Okay. While you're busy here, I'll be in the other room, less than 5 footsteps away.
Chef TJ is here to assist you, right on schedule.
Thanks, but I don't need help.
You have to let me help, Becky. I'm wearing a chef's hat.
A hat does not a chef make.
Yes, it does make.
Please leave. I can't accomplish anything when you're around.
I can't accomplish anything when you're around.
Do you even know what accomplish means?
Yeah, I do, but you better say it out loud in case Bob doesn't know.
Okay. Accomplish means to complete a task or goal. And since you came into the kitchen, I haven't been able to accomplish my goal, which is to bake a cake.
Well, my goal is to help you accomplish your goal.
Okay, Bob. The first thing we need to do is measure the flour. Let go!
You let go!
I don't want your help!
Yes, you do!
What's going on? No!
Becky, clean this up. I'm going outside.
Be more patient with TJ. He looks up to you.
I'll try. Mom, can I have money so I can go to the store and buy more flour?
I'll get my purse.
There. Oh, this is a perfect place for our robbing schedule, don't you think, Chuck? Chuck!
Yeah, great.
As you can see on the schedule, the first thing we're gonna do is rob the jewelry store. Right? The jewelry... Chuck? Are you getting any of this, Chuck? Ooh, that's a funny noise. What's it mean?
It means the game is over and I was only 10 points away from the record. Eww, get out of here.
Oh, well, now that I have your attention, I think we'll accomplish a lot more if we look at a schedule.
I don't feel like looking at a schedule. Did you make sure all the condiment rays are full?
Yeah, Chuck. See? 9:30, I did that. And I filled the mustard ray with my own special mustard recipe.
Why? What's wrong with my mustard recipe?
Nothing. I just wanted to be helpful.
I think you're changing the way I do things too much. I'm hungry. I could go for a sandwich.
Bologna, peanut butter.
What? No ham?
I have one. It's in my pocket here. Ham.
Later, at the jewelry store.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. I would like to introduce Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy. He'll be robbing you today.
You heard my sidekick. There's no point in resisting. You're up against the greatest...
You'll notice that the schedule also lists everything that we'll be stealing, so just put it in a big pile over here.
Don't interrupt me.
Right away, Brent.
All right, I guess I'm gonna tie him up now.
No, not yet. Read the schedule. The schedule.
Schedule. Okay, let me see. Tying up Reginald is number 6 on the schedule.
Here you are. You know, I have to say, Brent, this has been one of the most organized and efficient robberies I've ever experienced. It's really been a pleasure.
The pleasure was all ours. In fact, you have been so cooperative, we're not even going to tie you up.
Oh, why, how very nice of you, Brent. Although you still could if you wanted.
What? Not tie him up?
We're a little behind, so we can tie up the next door clerk.
Later, in Chuck's basement lair...
So, let's get a jump on tomorrow. It looks like we're scheduled to rob the grocery store. Here's the plan. What's wrong? We don't have time for moping on the schedule.
First, I don't get to tie up the jewelry store clerk, and now I don't get to come up with an evil plan.
I'm just doing my sidekick duties is all.
Does that include ruining all my video games?
Ruining? I just organized them.
They were already organized my way organized. Brent, I've had enough of your schedules and your organizing. I don't want you to be my sidekick anymore. You're fired!
But, Chuck, you're doing so well with me as your sidekick. I keep you organized and scheduled. You need me.
Says you. I'm going to take the city down with my biggest crime ever, and I'm going to do it alone, without schedules and without charts and graphs. But first, I'm going to play some video games. Brent, have you seen the joystick?
Oh, I can't talk to you. I'm fired.
You're hired for the finding the joystick.
It's on the table.
All right, thanks. You're fired.
Oh.
Later, Becky and Bob walk home from the grocery store with a new bag of flour for the cake.
That's weird. Was that mustard? I smell trouble. Evil sandwich-making trouble. Word up! Chuck!
What?
I knew you were responsible for this mess.
It was the mustard, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a dead giveaway. But it doesn't matter, because I'm going to... How did I not see that coming?
That's right, word girl. Now you can stay there and watch my biggest crime ever.
What are you planning to do?
I'm going to turn this city into a giant sandwich. Hey, I'm going to do it alone, without my brother.
Oh, so that's what this is about. You know, eventually I'm going to stop you, Chuck. So why don't you just give up now?
You're not going to stop me this time, word girl.
These mustard cocoons seem different than normal. You're right. It's delicious.
Really? You like it? It's my own special recipe.
Brent, do you know anything about what your brother plans to do to the city?
No. I'm on my way to the bus stop because I'm not his sidekick anymore. He fired me.
Oh, what's this? Oh, it figures as soon as I fired you, you'd go crying to word, girl.
Chuck, things didn't work out and I'm sorry, but I think I understand why you don't want a sidekick.
You do?
Yeah, the great criminals always work alone. And you're a great criminal.
I am? Yeah, that's right. I am the best. What was I saying? How else would I be able to turn this town into a giant sandwich?
Hold the mustard on that sandwich, because it's over, Chuck.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that.
Schedule, so can we start the battle?
Permission to speak?
Granted.
But make it quick. I still have to lay the city with pickles.
I wanted to be your sidekick, Chuck, not because I like being a villain, but because you're my brother and I like spending time with you.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think we could find something that we could do together?
Like what?
Like go shopping at the mall or something?
You could ride bikes or climb a tree together.
We could ride a bike up a tree.
I like doing things with you too, Brent. Okay, listen to this. Let me just finish turning the city into a giant sandwich. Then we could go for a bike ride, okay?
Ha! What's wrong? It won't stop.
It can't be stopped. I made that remote so there's no stop button on it.
That you had followed my schedule?
Yeah, a little bit, I have to admit.
Well, the next thing on my schedule is to take you to jail.
See, Chuck, she uses a schedule, and it seems to be working out well. She's very organized.
Oh, a schedule is a kind of list or a plan that tells you what you need to do and when you need to do it. For instance, at school, the schedule tells everyone when it's time to be in class, when it's time to eat lunch, and when it's time to go home.
Excuse me, do you know who made this delicious mustard? I'd love to buy the recipe and sell it.
Oh, shucks, guilty as charged.
Come with me, we can make millions.
Wow, I could make millions.
What? Wait, he's gonna make millions and I'm gonna go to jail. How's that fair? Guys?
Later at the Botsfords.
Now that you've earned your cake baking badge, there's no telling what you can accomplish.
It was easy without TJ bothering me.
Your brother doesn't want to cause trouble. He just wants to spend time with his big sister.
Oh, I guess I hadn't thought of it like that before.
I finished my cake.
How did you bake a cake when Becky's been using the kitchen?
I made it out of mud.
TJ, I've been thinking. After I frost the cake, we should play a game together.
A game? Yeah!
Hey, where's the frosting?
Where's Bob?
Oh, Bob?
And so, once again, Word Girl and Huggy save the city from Chuck's evil sandwich scheme while baking a frostingless cake. Not a very delicious accomplishment. Now, this may be a busy week, so be sure to schedule time to see the next exhilarating adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is... As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is imitate. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
I think imitate means to dance and sing, right?
No! It does not! Yes, Emily!
Imitate means to mimic or impersonate, like in that last clip where Huggy is imitating Tiny Big's moves.
That is correct! Huggy, what are you doing? Okay, well, I'm sure you have your reasons. Anyway, congratulations, Emily! I'd really appreciate it if you'd stop imitating me. Emily, you are today's winner! You know, that's really quite distracting. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Bo Handsome microphone! Emily, you're really gonna have fun with that.
I am.
Indeed! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Hey kids, today's featured words are rubbish and swap. One morning at the Botsfords...
Yard sale! Gonna sell some stuff. They're gonna buy more stuff with the money I made from selling my stuff. Different stuff, though. I won't buy the same stuff. That would be boring. Becky!
Hey, Dad.
Good news. I have a job for you.
Yippee.
I need your help putting price tags on all of this stuff. I'm selling my old collection so I can start my new collection. Antique fishing poles!
Oh, man. Putting price tags on all this rubbish will take forever. Ha-choo! Cough, cough. Wow, I must be coming down with something. Maybe I'm allergic to sunlight? Or lawns? Or yard sales?
Nice try, Becky. Now let's do this. Woo-hoo!
Oh.
My daughter and her monkey helping put price tags on all of the stuff.
Meanwhile... Thanks for asking me to help you out today. It's fun to work for someone other than Dr. Two Brains every once in a while.
Yeah, well, I need someone big and strong to carry all the heavy gold we're about to steal. And besides, all I had to pay Dr. Two Brains was one cheese Danish.
That's all I'm worth?
Ah, no more yapping. Let's do this. Hello! Listen up, everybody! I need your attention right here! Because what I'm about to tell you is guaranteed to change your life!
Wow, this sounds exciting and totally worth my time. Tell me more, Granny Mac.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to tell you about an exciting new service called Yarn for Gold. Now, if you're like me, you have lots of jewelry, necklaces, rings, watches.
I have this heavy necklace.
And don't you get tired lugging all that heavy gold around all day? Ahem.
I sure do.
Wouldn't it be great to swap that heavy jewelry for something lighter? Say, for instance, yarn?
Wow, the yarn necklace is so much lighter. I'm going to swap my heavy jewelry right away.
Hooray! That's amazing. Wow. I think.
Swap my fancy gold watch for a pile of worthless yarn? That sounds like a swindle if I ever heard one.
Well, hello, handsome. What's your name?
My name is Bambi, and I'm not about to give you my fancy gold watch in return for some silly macrame doodad.
Well, now, I understand why you might be skeptical. After all, you're giving valuable gold to someone you barely know.
Exactly.
So what if I told you you could come ask for your watch back at any time?
But isn't the plan for us to leave with the gold?
I said he could ask for it at any time. I didn't say I'd give it to him.
Did you say anytime?
Anytime, darling. Anytime. How about I sweeten the deal, sweets? Do you have a family member who likes pretty things?
Well, my granddaughter, Becky, is...
What if I knit her a fantastic sweater?
Why, that's lovely.
You only get the sweater if you swap your watch. You see, it's called Yarn for Gold.
Okay, we have a deal.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure doing business with you.
I'm going to take this to my granddaughter right away.
There's a sucker born every minute.
Rubbish for sale. Get your useless, worthless rubbish right here.
Becky! Woohoo! Becky!
Bambi?
What's going on here?
Well, I'm stuck putting price tags on all my dad's old junk for the yard sale.
Oh, sounds like that job I used to have shoveling sand at the sandbag factory, but no fun at all.
You've got that right.
Maybe this'll brighten your mood.
It's a sweater. A really, really purple sweater. Thanks, Bambi. Hey, where'd you get it?
A nice old lady knit them for me. All I had to do was loan her my fancy gold wristwatch, and in return, she gave me a sweater and this yarn watch thingy.
Wait a sec. You swapped a gold wristwatch for some yarn? Do you happen to remember this nice old lady's name?
It was Sunny Day or Fanny J or...
Granny May?
Granny May, that's it.
Oh, Bambi, I hate to say this, but I think Granny May might have ripped you off.
Oh, I had a hunch it was some sort of scam, but then she offered to throw in that sweater, and I know how you like gifts.
Well, that's so thoughtful, but I think it's time for Word Girl to investigate.
Good idea. Oh, wait. You're Word Girl, right?
Always have been and always will be, and you're the only other person who knows my secret identity.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'm not telling anyone your secret. Let's go.
Yeah, let's... Oh, man, I can't go. I've got more junk to tag, and my dad's not falling for any of my excuses.
You leave this to me.
Hey, Dad. Want to buy a lampshade shaped like an upside-down carrot?
Oh, not today, son. Becky and I have some important business to tend to.
But, Dad, Becky's still helping me out with the yard sale.
Okay, then. We'll be home soon.
Da-ba. What? Dad!
Works every time.
Good one. You try and get your watch back, and if Granny May says no, give us the signal.
The signal. You got it. I want to return this yarn and get my gold watch back.
Oh, well, I am afraid that is not gonna be possible.
But you said I could ask for it back any time.
I said you could ask for it at any time. I didn't say I'd actually give it back. Now scram!
Word girl, woo-hoo! Signal!
Word girl?
Yeah, woo-hoo. I think that's the signal. Hold it right there, Granny May. Your days of swapping people's expensive gold jewelry for a bunch of rubbish are over.
Rubbish? My knitting isn't a bunch of worthless trash. It is not junk. Why, that is a quality yarn watch. It even tells the correct time twice a day.
A nice older gentleman who I just met, did she go back on her word and refuse to return your fancy gold wristwatch?
Indeed she did, word girl.
That sounds like a crime to me. Game's up, Granny May. You think you can surprise me with your same old yarn tricks, Granny May?
Maybe not. But I bet you'll be surprised when you get tied up by my sidekick!
You don't have a sidekick!
Later! Whoop.
Not so fast, Granny May! I'll catch ya! Ooh, I'll catch ya!
Wait a second. Don't you work for Dr. Two Brains?
Usually. But Granny May baked him a cheese Danish, so the boss loaned me out to her for the day.
Sounds like a fair swap.
I guess so. Maybe this'll be my new hobby, helping other villains. I used to be into collecting things. Bicycles, antique fishing poles.
Antique fishing poles? Do you have any you want to get rid of?
Hey, it just so happens I got a whole truck full of old fishing poles. But I'd only part with them if I could swap them for something really good, like rubbish. I love old junk.
Huh. Hold it right there!
You'll never catch me!
There's my gold watch.
Well, looks like it's just you and me, Gramps.
That's right.
But I've got my knitting needles, and you ain't got nothing.
Oh, I got plenty.
Huh?
78 School Street. Here you go. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a battle to finish.
Yes, take that to the corner now.
Vampy, look out!
Don't worry. I got a plan. See that giant X on the ground over there?
Yeah, I see it.
Well, let's try to get Granny May to stand right on top of it. Trust me. Almost time. I knew.
What?
Looks like we gotcha, Granny May.
How did you know there'd be sandbags?
Oh, I used to work at this factory back when I was a young whippersnapper. Every day at noon, we'd dump all the new sandbags right here on this giant X.
Ah, fiddlesticks.
Hey, son, how's the yard sale going?
Oh, not one customer all day. There's no way I'll make enough money to start that fishing pole collection.
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
Wow, this is amazing rubbish. Want to swap it for my truckload of antique fishing poles?
Hey, Becky, what does swap mean again?
To swap means to exchange or trade one thing for another. He wants to trade or swap his fishing poles for all this rubbish.
My friend, you've got yourself a deal.
You know, we're not so bad at fighting crime together.
You know, maybe next time I'll become a superhero myself. Maybe get one of those fancy outfits. And what do you think of the name Old Man Fantastico?
And so, with the rubbish about to be swapped for a truck full of fishing poles and a hint of a future team-up between Word Girl and Vampy, all is well in the city. Join us next time for another episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round.
Emily, you correctly defined the word imitate. Ready to play the bonus round?
You bet.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for imitate. Shot, Emily.
It's gotta be number two. Word Girl is imitating Toby, and I don't think Toby likes it.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. An official Beau Handsome microphone storage box. See you next time on
May I Have a Word.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!